I think I totally alienated myself from my sister-in-law, who actually helped me quit drinking about 5 years ago or 6 years ago, because we got into this thing talking about liberals and conservatives and stuff, and man, oh man, oh man, I don't even want to go there, because that's not a good getting to where you're talking about politics, religion. Yeah, right.
Hey, Darren, and what I do on the thing, I don't know what level the people are at. I have lead-in questions. Okay. I start asking if it's possible. You know, if we put this on there, can we adjust feeds on this? Okay. Because then sometimes you get the person, you can tell right away what they know, and then you can just start with the feed adjustment knob, and then you can go from there and say, hey, do you know what surface footage it's running at? Stuff like that.
Okay.
So where you got the lead-in questions that lead up to, that way the guy doesn't feel stupid.
Yeah.
Or something like
that.
Yeah, the customer didn't know the answer, and yeah, you don't want to ask. So you got to be very careful with the questions. And I think that's an experience thing. When you get going, you know, questions like, can you tell me who's really responsible for this particular thing? Would it be okay if I did this? You know, those kind of questions, the guy says yes or no, it's not a big deal. And then, you know, when you go for a walk, you could just say, how's things going? You know, that's, you know, how when you start out, you're walking down a hall. Like, I like to get the guy out of the office as soon as you can. Now, sometimes they lock you in there. And then so be it. But sometimes there's choices. And I've seen situations where they got three chairs in front of their desk, two here and one there. You know, I would choose that one if I can. You know, I would ask, would it be all right if I sat here so I can show you some stuff? You know, then I'm swing my chair out a little bit, you know, so I'm not across the table from them if you can do it.
And if we just try to show them some sincere interest in what they're doing, they get excited about showing you. You don't have to ask.
Yes, right. Give them an opportunity to get out. Yeah. They don't feel comfortable in their office. Another thing, when you guys get to be managers or whatever, and you're interviewing somebody, that's a very stressful thing for someone. So if you're ever going to interview somebody, take them for a walk. You know, just say, you know, geez, I didn't get a coffee today, and I hate the coffee in that thing. I need to go over here to get the coffee. So you're going to go for a long walk someplace to wherever the heck. When I used to interview people, I'd take them down to the cafeteria. And from my office to the cafeteria, you know, it was maybe 10 minutes or something like that, 5 minutes to get there, and, you know, take your time. And it's just, you know, you're walking along side by side, and it kind of takes the pressure off, makes them feel more comfortable. And that's what you want your customers feeling, is comfortable. And you're going to feel more comfortable at it, too.
You know, I got one other question. If you're walking through a shop, and you're brought in,
yes,
and it's a comfortable environment, I should say.
Yes.
Is it good to acknowledge everyone as you're coming in?
Oh, absolutely. If you see somebody, you know, hey, Joe, or something, absolutely.
No, even if you don't know him, you know, hi, I'm Darren, Seiko, and stuff like that.
Oh, I wouldn't enter. If I'm going on a tour, if I'm with a guy that's in charge or something, he's taking me around, absolutely not. You want to give that guy the fullest attention. And let me tell you this. Louis and I flew someplace together in a plane, and he was so pissed. And I said, what's the matter, Louis? I'm so fucking pissed. And I said, what happened? He said, I was down in such and such region, and I don't remember where he was, but he was in some region, and this is what happened, and I've seen this happen, and it's horrible, and don't you guys ever let it happen. Here's the deal. Louis comes into the territory, and he's going to make a call, and he makes a call, let's say, with Rich. Now, it wasn't Rich, but whoever it was. So Rich and maybe his application engineer, Darren, Dirt Air. So it's Louis, these two guys, and the customer. So what do you think would happen that would get Louis so pissed? The customer is, go ahead.
They're talking and they're not
absolutely. The most disrespectful thing you could do, totally unbelievable. Here's what's going on. The vice president, whoever the heck it is, you know, somebody on Louis' level, is giving Louis a tour. And, of course, he's got a couple underlings. So there's like, you know, there's guys around. And this was a huge opportunity for the sales guy to make a hit with Louis and the customer. Man, if he had this thing... He could have been going along, and while the customer's speaking, you know, he could be going, oh, really, that's the new Boeing 770, you know, that kind of stuff. As opposed to that, what's happening is these two back there clowning around, and Louis is getting just pissed because he's listening to the customer, and the customer's, you know, turning around, and here's the two Carbaloy guys back there joking and clowning around, as opposed to, you know, following along, listening. Yeah, we did some work on that and so on, and really actively contributing to the thing. So just take that for a warning. Big opportunity if the customers give you a tour. Take your pad, be very respectful, listen, write things down. You could learn a lot. It really used to blow my mind.
They don't probably work with the company anymore, do they?
I don't know. I'd be surprised. I mean, totally off the wall.
Hopefully they're working for this guy.
I remember when years ago when we used to have these regional meetings, you know, where every, you know, you'd have the group like this, and each sales guy would get up and tell his spiel in front of bosses and stuff. And there was one guy in our, his name was Hank Jason, really a great guy, and he was in our region, and I was on the West Coast, and you know, the boss would come out. And he'd get up and give his presentation, and the bosses would ask some questions. Man, this guy knew so much. I was like, how did he learn all this stuff? Like, he'd be going, oh yeah, that's a F-16, that's a replacement for the F-14. I mean, guy, he knew so much about his customers' products. You know, this thing fits into that. Oh yeah, that's also used on the F-23s and flight. I mean, he just knew so much about the products in his customer's account. And I'm thinking, man, I don't have a clue. You know, what is that big thing? Half the time, I didn't even know what a flange was, for God's sake, to start out with. You know, so customers can tell us stuff that will help us